are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
So, guys, I literally just said, I'm so excited. I haven't been this excited to record an episode in so long. And Tracy goes, I don't even know what's going on. And I'm like,
no,
well,
what's happening.
It's not just a murder mystery. It's a huge mystery to Tracy as well.
Yeah. It's surprise, bitch. It's a murder mystery. What?
We have, again, been listening to you guys. And we know a lot of you love murder mysteries and, you know, Dateline and 48 Hours and all these shows, which I am also guilty of being a fan of, Tracy.
My favorite is the, God, what's his name that I'm obsessed with? His murder mystery. Aaron
Hernandez.
Hernandez.
His actual murder.
Yeah, no, like, it's a mystery.
I'm obsessed
with
his murder.
How he didn't murder this pussy, baby.
Oh,
God, he's so hot. It hurts.
Tracy, you need to watch that actual
I did
thing.
Watch it.
Oh,
I did
goodness.
Watch it. I know for a fact he killed him, but it still doesn't matter. Oh, I think this is the problem in my real life.
You should know better, but yeah. I love the attempt.
Yeah, I love this is the actual problem in my dating life, though.
So, fun fact, when I was pregnant and we had just moved into a new house and Denny was on nights, I tortured myself by watching On the Case with Paula Zahn. For hours every night for some reason.
When I would leave and she'd be home by herself and then she'd be like, oh, I'm so scared. I haven't stopped watching this. I'm like, what is your fucking problem?
I don't know. Something was so wrong with me. Your hormones are just fucked up. But I love all that shit. I love, I don't know. I mean, there's something about why are we attracted to other people being like murdered? It's fucked up.
We or you?
Yeah. Me.
Yeah.
But I do like the happy ending murders, but you
Which
know
is what Lorena Bobbitt's my favorite. She murdered that thing right off and she just kept on living her life. She's like and whatever.
I just love this conversation. I love happy ending murders and you say Which
Lorena
is
Bobbitt.
Did you know that guy ended up in porn also?
Dickless?
Like no, they put it back on
Dickless.
And he ended up in porn
damn.
Because of the stitches.
Oh, so how can you tell it's him? Because of the stitches?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because there was a dick that came off and it was reattached.
Wow. I didn't even know that, like, you could really do that, though. Like, just reattach it and then he could still, like, do things with it. How would
they,
you know
They apparently Arrow. Did.
So, Alan, can you explain to our listeners what is about to go down?
All right. So, I have found a case that I specifically chose in New Jersey.
Ooh! And we should let you know, Tracy and I have no idea about,
yeah.
I mean, Tracy has no idea,
I have
period,
no idea at all
but
happening.
We literally don't know about the case that Alan has chosen.
So I will start by saying the name of the case to see if you've heard anything about it.
Go ahead.
Have you heard anything about the Eastbound Strangler?
Whoa, damn. No.
No, but that's a fucking name. If I was going to be a murderer, that would what I want my name to be.
Because it's so sexual?
Yeah, Eastbound Strangler. Mm. He just sounds fucking dangerous, yet somewhat, like, hot. Like
yeah, like he, yeah.
Like Eastbound, like, where are you going?
I have a feeling what is
oh
about
God.
To occur is not hot. Continue on.
That's not exactly...
I know something's seriously wrong with me. I know, let's move on. Oh,
goodness.
Lord, okay, go ahead.
All right, I've got to get my best murder mystery voice
oh.
together.
Ooh.
All right, I've broken this into multiple sections. The first thing I want to lay out are the facts, the things that are 100% known and that color everything that comes from on.
Wait, hold on, Alan, time out. Sorry.
Okay, now we have a vibe.
Yeah, we have a vibe. We dim the lights. We can see Alan's spooky face. We've got Beetlejuice here for protection.
Mm-hmm.
Why is my face spooky? I'm not doing anything different.
No, we want to hear your spooky voice.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
On November 20th, 2006, behind the Golden Key Motel on the Black Horse Pike in Egg Harbor Township, situated just on the outskirts of Atlantic City, New Jersey.
It sure is.
Four dead bodies are found.
Whoa.
All four bodies belong to women, later confirmed to be prostitutes, and are found in a drainage ditch filled with shallow water, which is speculated to have assisted in the deterioration of multiple bodies. The bodies are found in a row, 60 feet apart, face down, and all facing east.
Ass up.
Each of the women has their clothes, although every body is missing their socks and shoes.
Ooh. Foot fetish.
All of them are believed to have been strangled to death. No suspects are currently publicly known. And as of 2015, a $25,000 reward for information was posted by police, but has yet to be claimed as no substantial information or evidence has been presented.
All right, I just have a thing
this
to say.
This man's a Scorpio because he's about to get away with it.
I feel like being choked to death is the worst way to go.
It's like drowning.
Yeah. And I don't know, like, burning and drowning. I don't want to look in the eyes of my murderer. Like, I just, it's not for me. Like,
should you rather
drown underwater?
Yeah.
Or be burned alive?
Yeah.
Wow, really?
Those are the
I've come
top
close
two
to dying
worst ways to die.
What, Alan?
Burn and drown?
Burning and drowning are considered the two worst possible ways
Who to considers
die.
That? Like, the dictionary?
Yeah.
Considered by the pain levels that you go through when being burned alive and what happens to you when you start slowly losing oxygen.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I mean, I've almost gotten close where I died during choking. I had a twisted turn of events, but we're good now.
A twisted turn of events is the best, like, title for this episode I could ever think of.
Okay, sorry.
Choking
carry
can be
on.
A wonderful thing, but not so much in the eastbound.
Like, imagine
choker.
You're getting choked out by a
strangler.
Goddamn stranger. You're like, this motherfucker, this is how it goes? I don't even know
No,
this
first of all,
you don't even
know
me.
You
know
what I know? The first thing you do, ladies, when you're being choked is right arm or your dominant arm goes up to the sky and it instantly comes down and it literally could break his wrists. That's the first thing you do when you're being choked.
Wow, that's that move is going right on our OnlyFans.
Yeah.
We're going to do karate with
Trey.
sorry. Go on, Alan. Carry on.
You're good.
Also, guys, real quick, if you're being strangled with a bag overhead, instead of fighting him, just rip open the fucking mouth hole. Rip it open. Then you could breathe. But go ahead. I watch a lot of fucking scary movies. Go ahead.
Those are actually the only publicly released facts about this case. Everything else is complete speculation because there's, like I said, no suspect has ever been charged and there are currently no publicly known suspects.
But do we know for a fact that he's only going after hookers?
All of his known victims are prostitutes. And there is something that I'll get to.
Okay.
That might indicate that that's a big problem and okay. part of his motive. So my second section is all of the speculation.
Mm-hmm.
It's believed that the killer or killers may have lured the women into a van with the enticement of drugs for sex.
Mm-hmm.
They would then ask the women if they wanted to party at the Golden Key Motel before brutally murdering the women and hiding their bodies.
Can I ask you? Can I stop you?
Yes.
How the fuck would they know that they were being enticed with drugs and asked if they wanted to party if these women can no longer speak?
That's actually entirely based on the profile released, which okay. I'll get to in a second.
Mm.
And also some of the information we do know about the victims.
Okay.
But good point.
Yes.
It should also be noted the Golden Key Motel has since been torn down. So that does no longer exist.
No evidence.
No evidence.
We can't recreate the crime scene.
It's the only way to go is no evidence. Produce an alibi.
A profile was initially released to the public stating, "This lethal predator is a local male who is very familiar with the Atlantic City area and the disposal site of his victims. He has a very organized personality, which influences his day-to-day activities, including his work. He likely has a foot fetish and would be found to have a collection of women's shoes that would include the shoes of his victims."
All right, South Jersey girls, check your man's closets.
Yes, also maybe wear flats.
No, yo, people with foot fetishes, they like flats. They like weird shit.
Who likes flats? I feel like foot fetishes love heels.
They love it all. That's why they love the foot, big foot, fat foot, ugly foot, hairy foot. They love feet.
Can't keep going.
It's likely that he has not killed every prostitute he's come in contact with, and there would be prostitutes who would know him for the sexual gratification that he would get from their feet. However, he also likely has an aversion to prostitution, seeing it as immoral, which likely is a cause for his violent outbursts and tendencies.
Psycho.
I'm going to go ahead and say mommy issues. He probably had a mom who fucked a lot of guys. He listened
single
from
mom.
The other room. Yeah, single mom. He heard
one
all
of
the
things is not about mom, but having an issue with his father.
Ooh.
And he was likely abused as a child.
So maybe
he
his father
also runs. Likely will say in public that these prostitutes would have had it coming, that prostitution is a part of what's wrong with Atlantic City, a lot of those statements are very common for people who then go and elicit prostitution.
Victim blaming, yes.
Mm-hmm. He also, and this is for the two of you, he likely follows the news of his killings across all forms of media.
Why is this for us, Alan?
Because there's a big possibility that if this person is in fact still out there, they could be listening to this episode.
Whoa.
And chills.
Are you saying we have a murderous Except baddie on the screen?
We are not prostitutes. As far as I know, even though I have accepted dinners.
Oh my God.
Just like when you go out with your boyfriend and he's like, you know, you go out to dinner together. Like, is that a form of prostitution if he pays for dinner?
No.
No.
Okay. All right. Then I'm in the clear. I'm in the clear. We're good. We're good.
As we have to get into this episode and clear up with Tracy, what is and is not prostitution? That's a great way to start.
Tracy just asked if a date was prostitution.
It has to be a cash handout. Understood. Got it.
Not necessarily. And which will come into a play here, actually. So later on, after more investigation, a follow-up to this profile was released. And there have been multiple releases adding to the profile. I'm not going to get into the whole thing because it's like 6 pages long.
Mm-hmm.
But the things to be added are, through further interviews and information, it's discovered this man likely has gambling issues and his murders may be tied to large financial losses about the city. It is likely these financial issues are resulting in struggles in both personal and business relationships and may have been a contributing factor into the violent behavior.
So he's out for revenge against AC.
Absolutely wild that they can come up with this profile of somebody. Without, I mean,
this
how
is called
accurate,
assumptions.
How accurate are our profiles usually? Do we have any idea?
I watch a lot of Criminal Minds. It's pretty accurate.
Well, they've. Isn't what's
that
happened,
not real?
No.
What's happened
Quantico,
is over
Virginia?
The past, like. Oh,
yeah. Isn't it a
Quantico?
TV show?
Yes, but it's based on Quantico, Virginia, where Criminal Minds, it's criminal investigation.
But it's
where they analyze criminal.
Quantico
behaviors.
Is just where the FBI trains, Tracy.
Yeah, but it's based on criminal. It's based on criminal activity and them dissecting the mind of criminals.
I mean, I will say Criminal Minds and a lot of those shows do take a lot of real cases and take just certain
yeah,
facts.
Like
she tried to bring me down.
Wait, let me.
She tried to bring me down.
It's
a bitch.
It's like Law and Order. It's not real.
No, but they're based on
there's
shit that's going on.
For it. There's a phenomenon for it in law enforcement and in profiling called the CSI effect, where they've had many criminals since the release of CSI and other popular shows have started actually learning how to erase evidence based on some of the things.
This is what I'm saying. They're giving too much fucking info away. Like that's fucking crazy to me. I don't understand it. They're literally telling criminals how to be criminals from these shows. Because I've watched it. I'm not a criminal. I've learned a shit ton.
Yeah, for sure.
I know how to make your death look like an accident.
Yeah.
You know how? TikTok. Okay. I'm learning a lot of shit a lot of places. And I'm all right. We're okay with me knowing this information.
Alan,
but there's a lot of people who should not know.
Blurb that out. That's our murder plan. And she just spilled it on the air to our listeners, to everybody.
They're never going to find it. They're never going to find it.
Okay, sorry, carry on.
From here, let's get into our victims.
Here we go.
As I said before, there are 4 victims that are officially linked to this specific case. I'll start and list them in order. Our first one is Molly Jean Diltz, 20, and believed to be, the first victim. She's originally...
Sucks.
Yeah.
Molly Jean.
She's originally from a small town in Pennsylvania and was last seen alive just a few short days before her disappearance and subsequent murder. Interestingly, she is the only victim to not have a record for prostitution, but
that
it is speculated that she had recently begun working as one before her disappearance.
Again, speculation.
Yes. Her body was so badly decomposed, the official cause of death could not be determined.
Would they use her teeth?
Yeah, she as well as one other victim had to be identified by teeth.
Bet you didn't know that, Jess. Bet you didn't know
Everybody
that.
Everybody knows
yeah,
that.
Yeah, okay, here we go.
The second victim is named Barbara V. Brador. She was 42 and worked as a prostitute to support a cocaine addiction.
Good times.
2 things here that should be noted and will come back is the name of Brador and also the fact that she's supporting a cocaine addiction. She disappeared in October 2006. But was not reported missing for several weeks. I believe the official number was 6 weeks after she disappeared.
Damn.
Identified through dental records, her body was so badly decomposed An official cause of death was also not ruled, but was speculated to be strangulation.
Well, wouldn't you know that based on like the trachea?
Well, the part of the problem is because of where they were dumped and the way they were left in that drainage ditch. Face down, a lot of stuff is taken away. But based on the next two is where they've come up with that speculation.
Okay.
Right, is it better that I'm eating during this? Because, like, I'm watching a show.
Yeah. Oh, you feel like you're into it.
Yeah, I'm into it.
You ready for the next?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The next victim, Tracy Ann Roberts.
Mm-mm-mm. Bro.
23, was a former erotic dancer and originally from a small town in Delaware who sold sex to support a drug habit.
Mm.
Last seen alive in November 2006 when she was hit in the throat and hospitalized by a man who wanted to be her pimp.
Whoa.
Her official cause of death was ruled as asphyxiation.
Bum, bum.
Our final victim is named Kim Raffo.
I was really 35. Hoping it was Jessica something.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, not for nothing. Sorry, these people are dead, but... Jesus Christ, I was trying to add suspense. Go ahead.
Kim Raffo was a former waitress originally from Brooklyn. She left both her husband and children for drugs and prostitution in Atlantic City.
Woof.
Last seen alive just one day before the bodies were discovered. She's believed to be the last of the four victims to be killed.
He got impatient.
So wait. Her body was found really quickly, like the quickest. Yep.
They found her body the day after.
I bet she acted
she
up.
She was last seen.
How they have no evidence?
How'd I have no evidence, though?
For her, they did discover, and it was officially ruled, that she was strangled with either a cord or a rope.
Ugh. Man, you know what? Not for nothing, but if I'm going to strangle someone, it's going to be with my bare hands.
Yeah.
It's not going to be with a rope or anything else.
Agreed. That's the pussy way to do it.
Yeah. Like, do it and like a fucking man, you know?
That's also why you would 100% go into jail.
This criminal investigation and over here hasn't learned shit.
No, all you have to do is wear gloves.
Fucking amateurs.
All you have to do is wear gloves.
Where are you getting gloves?
I don't know. JCPenney? They're going out of fucking business.
She doesn't know where to get gloves.
Now get gloves anywhere.
She'll be using her like snow winter gloves with like fur on the ends.
Maybe. Now make it fucking fancy.
Of you buying gloves.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of records of me doing a lot of shit.
At least make sure that they are leather and then that they can, you know, get smaller. Because if the glove don't fit.
Yeah, we all know about that.
Oh, my God.
Literally.
Okay. All right. What are we saying?
So as we're getting here, are there any things that y'all are picking up on?
Yeah, he got more impatient as the times went on.
Well, first of all, this must be a hard person to find because there's a lot of people like this in Atlantic City.
Yeah. Also, he has OCD, hardcore OCD, and he's very, very careful, and he keeps a low profile.
So is there anything about the victims that you saw? You know, obviously, they were all prostitutes, but
drug
anything
addicts.
Else? That, right. Cool. Just wanted to make sure that I got stuck in. Because there is one theory here that is the theory that I think I buy into the most.
Mm.
Drug dealer?
Not a drug dealer, but there is a drug dealer on this list.
Okay.
All right. Let's dive into the theories.
Let's go. I'm ready.
The first theory has to do with a 41-year-old repairman who was allowed to stay for free at the Golden Key Motel in exchange for repairs while the murders took place.
His name is Terry Olson.
He was implicated by his girlfriend as the killer.
But he did use rope on the last one. So
they were reported, his girlfriend and Terry were reported to having multiple domestic disputes around the same time as the murders. In his room, investigators found cameras set up and images of his girlfriend's teenage daughter undressing.
Oh my God.
That's fucking filthy, but okay.
It's speculated that during these domestic disputes and a need to act out violently while also satisfying his sexual needs, that he may have courted prostitutes in the area.
But these girls were overage, so I think...
Jessica, are you, like, wrapping candy? What is happening?
Oh, I just was touching
That's
my bracelet.
Tracy playing Sorry. With her bracelet.
Uh-huh. I'm getting nervous. I'm like, oh, my God, who did it?
However...
Playing candy.
Nope.
And he went to you. He didn't even go to
I
me
know.
First.
You said you were eating. I just wanted to make sure.
Oh. Anyway, so my theory is he's out because he was into young girls.
Well, no proof of the claims that he had been courting prostitutes was ever actually brought forward.
Okay.
Additionally, there was never any DNA evidence that connected Olson with the crimes. And so he was never officially named as a suspect.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's like the number one thing is to put it in water because it disintegrates all fingerprints and shit.
Put what in water?
Bodies, dead bodies, oh. Evidence of any kind.
The second theory is a man named Eldred Raymond Burchell.
It's him because of the name. Who the fuck is somebody Eldred?
Baby Eldred, yeah.
Baby Eldred.
Times are tough.
Who went by a self-given nickname, Riverman.
Bro, why don't you just fucking sign it already? Sign it.
He was suspected after he confessed to another prostitute that he had killed people before. His nickname was seen as a possible reference to famed serial killer, Green River Killer, Gary Ridgway. However, he was also never officially connected to any of the murders.
But was he taken in for the murders that he did fucking obviously admit to?
There wasn't more information that I had about him doing with that. Or anything to do with any other cases.
I mean, I sure fucking
cases.
Hope so. Imagine me being like, oh, yeah, I've killed other people, and then be like, got away with it.
Well, that's the problem, is he confessed to someone else who also in that moment was completing an illegal act.
Mm.
So there's nothing that they can use for that in court because it's not a confession to the police.
Hmm.
Rough.
Woof. So if I go and hire a prostitute, I can pretty much say anything to her because she's a prostitute.
Yeah,
she
what
can't
is it
rat
like?
On
spousal
me.
Privilege.
Yeah.
I mean, they can like give information and say information, but at the end of the day, they are just witnesses.
Hmm.
They're not considered fact. But they can be brought up in court.
Okay.
The third theory. I should also add this. Some tips that came in suggested that the crimes may not have been committed by one person, but rather two men.
What?
Which is where this theory comes into play. Charles Cole was a drug dealer and friend of Kim Raffo that was brought in for questioning, in association with another man, Mark Hesse, who was an acquaintance of both Kim Raffo and Barbara Brador. It's speculated that the two men may fit the profile, as well as possible sightings that came forward suggesting the crime was completed by two men. However, both were also released by police without any charges brought forward after questioning.
Why?
Do we know why they were saying two people could have done it? Like, you're saying witnesses actually saw maybe two people?
No.
There were some witnesses that came forward saying that they thought they had seen people or two men in a van,
mm-hmm.
Which is where some of that information kind of came in. But because of the nature of this case, and since it's still very recently ongoing, a lot of information isn't being released to the public.
So what is the last date this happened?
The bodies were found late 2006.
I don't get it. What happened?
The latest information,
what is the stature of... How
there
long?
Is no statute of limitations on murder.
Okay. Yeah. Just rape.
Yes, there are murder is the only crime that doesn't have a statute of limitations, I believe. I could
Got
be
it.
Wrong on that. The latest information of anything coming out was in 2015 when the $25,000 reward for information was posted. But they haven't gotten any real updates since I think it was 2007.
Wow. It's been 15 years. I think the guy got away with it. So
wait, what happened to these people? Like, they go on a killing spree and then just stop. I don't get it.
It's satisfied.
In a lot of them, it suggested that they, particularly in this, which would be the case of a serial killer, that they will go on hiatus or move to a new area.
Right. And then they pick it up. And sometimes when they start over again, they bring up this file again, or they call it a copycat because it hasn't been done in so long.
Which is what brings us to our final theory.
Wait, before we get to it, let's go to commercial. Right. Sorry. I'm that person.
Wow. What a fucking
take a bite
mood
of pizza.
Killer.
I don't know about his pizza though.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Baddies, I'm so excited to tell you about Curtsy. Online shopping at thrift store prices on name brands delivered right to your door. Whoa. I've been really having a good time shopping on Curtsy. I wasn't expecting to find the brands that I love, like Nike, Urban Outfitters, Free People, all of these brands up to 70% off. Like, you're getting great deals. And what's really cool with Curtsy is that you're shopping from real women in your size and your style. It's so easy to use. Also, this is the best part. It's just women's clothes. Like, it's a true shopping experience catered to you. The Curtsy app is super easy to use. I was able to search on the app by my size, by my favorite brands, by free shipping. It's really the most amazing clothing store right on my phone. I got these super cute custom Nike Air Force Ones because Denny said my sneaker game was not up to par. And I think he's going to have regret saying that because now I've got these like black and white pattern Nike Air Force Ones at an incredible price in my size. Baddies, if you want a sustainable way to get Brandy, Urban, Champion, and Lulu delivered directly to your door, download Curtsy today and enter promo code BADEXAMPLES for 15% off your first order. Search for Curtsy in the App Store spelled C-U-R-T-S-Y and enter promo code BADEXAMPLES for 15% off your first order. Download the Curtsy app and enter promo code BADEXAMPLES.
Sorry, hold on. Go ahead.
Are you watching Best Fiends right now?
No. All right, guys. Want to expand your brain, feel a little competitive, have some fun, see some cute characters, and beat some levels? Well, Best Fiends, I feel like, is the best option for
the
you.
The keyword is competitive.
Yeah. Jess and I have like a battle between us of who can be better, who could be the best fiend, I think is the way, best way to put it.
Who's the best
fiend? Who's the best fiend? Accent on best. You're getting more levels, more events, more challenges added every single day. So play away. There's always one more level.
I'm higher than you. I'm on 465. What are you at?
Okay. You are higher than me. I need to get better because I'm not losing to you. There is always one more level. So when it's 3 o'clock in the morning and you're sitting there scrolling through some stuff, you could be always beating one more level. I'm just going to say that.
With over 100 million downloads, this 5-star rated mobile puzzle game is a must play. More levels, more events, and challenges added all the time. So play away. Seriously, once you download Best Fiends, boredom won't stand a chance.
The fun never ends.
The fun never ends.
Oh my God, Josh. There's 5,000 puzzle levels and counting. So if you're worried about getting to 3,247 and you're running out of fun, don't worry. There will be more fun to be had.
Wow. The game never ends.
Don't blame us if you're obsessed. That's our disclaimer. But download Best Fiends for free on Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends.
After the year we've all been through, we should all be saving money. It should be at the top of our New Year's resolution list, right?
Yeah.
Like, why are we still paying insane amounts of money month to month on wireless phones? It's insane. What are we doing?
Switching to Mint Mobile is the easiest way to save this year. As the first company to sell premium wireless service online only, Mint Mobile lets you maximize your savings with plans starting just at $15
a month. $15
a month.
And what do you get for $15 a month? You get all plans with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered at the nation's largest 5G network. You can use your own phone with Mint Mobile plan and keep your same phone number along with all your existing contacts. And if you're not 100% satisfied, Mint Mobile has you covered with their 7-day money-back guarantee.
Switch to Mint Mobile and get premium wireless services starting at just $15 a month. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/badexamples. Again, that's mintmobile.com/badexamples to cut your wireless bill to $15 a month.
This is how they do it. By going online only and eliminating the traditional cost of retail, Mint Mobile passes significant savings on to you.
So guys, again, go to mintmobile.com/badexamples to get your wireless bill down to $15 a month.
I mean, I'm no longer paying what I pay. It's ridiculous.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex.
And I'm Tina.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Obsessed with the Best.
We met in a spin class in New York City.
Right after my Brazilian wax.
Oof.
And we've been friends ever since. We've worked as actresses, singers, models, makeup artists, and producers.
Depending on the week, we're doing something totally different. And because of our jobs, we have to try everything. Products, trends, you name it.
And then we give you the real deal over drinks.
We promise to only talk about the best of the best. the things we're absolutely obsessed with.
And we cover it all because we know that a book and a documentary can add just as much value to your life as a jade roller and a cocktail.
Welcome to Obsessed with the Best with Alex and Tina. Don't forget to like, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
And don't forget to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Obsessed with the Best Pod.
Okay, baddies, we're back.
I'm getting nervous. I'm getting like butterflies in my stomach for
murder
this.
Mystery. And it's a true mystery because it's unsolved, but Trey and Jay are here
to solve the case.
Detectives
Trey and Jay. Getting cases thrown out since
since 2006.
Cases thrown out.
All right. Our last theory is the one that I have the most information on because it is linked to an entirely different set of murders.
Mm-hmm.
The Long Island serial killer is considered a possible connection and possibly the person who's behind these set of murders also.
Do we know anyone from Long Island?
Yeah, all my exes. Probably every one of them. Literally every one of them. Queens and Long Island. There we go.
Are you sure it's not Staten Island?
Oh, God. Here we go. Move along.
This Long Island serial killer is also known by a series of other names, referred to as also the Gilgo Beach Killer and the Craigslist Ripper.
Ripper. Honestly, anything with Ripper scares the shit out of me. It makes me think they like rip off all your fucking limbs.
Me too. Who's the Craigslist Ripper? Let's talk about him.
Is it Stefan Salvatore? The Ripper?
The Long Island serial killer, as I'll refer to him, is an unidentified suspect who is suspected as a serial killer, believed to have murdered 10 to 16 people over a period of nearly 20 years, mostly prostitutes, and has left their bodies in various areas on the south shore of Long Island.
Okay, so sorry. How do people murder so many people and just keep on living their lives?
It's fucking
insane.
Because they're fucking smart.
Are
they smart?
Or are they just choosing their like victims that like they're? It's sad, but like prostitutes like are not going home every night to their families. And
I mean, it has to do. There's all like factors. I think that's definitely you got to go for somebody who.
It's just wild to me. Like these people live among us.
Even that. Okay, there was just a show that just came out. It was called Something Sky, Big Sky, and this guy killed prostitutes and he took these two girls and the guy said to him, he's like, we're supposed to take people that no one would miss.
Whoa.
Yeah. People that aren't going to come looking for you. That's who they go for.
It's so fucked up.
Mm.
So with the Long Island serial killer, the latest victims associated directly with this person were discovered and identified in April 2011. However, there are later possible connected murders that may have occurred as recently as 2013.
Okay, how were they found?
That is one of the things that actually takes away from this possibly being the killer. Let's dive in. So this killer's affinity for murdering prostitutes, the identification of strangulation for all of their victims, and a possible connection was drawn between the multiple cases. Additionally, many of his victims also had issues with drug addiction.
So maybe he just switched up the way he killed or left them.
Investigators later ruled out this connection as being a possibility based on information not completely released to the public. It should be noted that many of the Long Island serial killer's victims have been found partially dismembered.
The Ripper.
However, publicly released profiles of both killers do have many similarities, including the belief the crimes are being performed by white men now in their mid-40s.
Where are serial killers murdering? Because you can't bring home, 10 different women.
You're not bringing them home. You have a secret location somewhere.
You're getting a hotel room. Everybody needs to open their eyes. It's Long Island. Everyone knows everyone.
Mm.
That's part of why. So here's some information for the Long Island serial killer.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely different people.
Of the 10 bodies or sets of remains found since late 2010, four of the bodies discovered in 2010 have been identified as missing prostitutes who all advertised their services on Craigslist. It's been theorized by a former investigator on the case The killer shopped for lookalike victims through Craigslist ads and then strangled and wrapped their bodies in burlap sacks before dumping them on the beach.
All right, all so obviously he went for a certain look, so he must have had somebody do him wrong in his life where he went after certain people, certain
and
type of look.
It also comes back into that profile of has believes that prostitution's immoral, believes all of these
yeah,
things.
Yeah, but so many people think that.
Right.
A lot of murderers go after prostitutes because they're easy targets. They have no one looking for them. They literally get into anyone's car.
Yeah, but what Alan's saying is like they're psychopaths. Like they don't, it's fucking creepy. Like they're just like, oh, this is disgusting what you're doing. I'm going to have sex with you and then
yeah,
I'm going to
kill
you.
What I'm doing is right because I'm killing
oh,
you off.
Are the women, were they sexually assaulted as well? Is there any way to know?
I haven't seen any information specifically mentioning if they had been sexually assaulted.
You can't stick your dick in something and expect there to be no DNA.
Right, right.
Even the fact of like sweating on them in any way, shape, or form.
So there is one possible suspect related to all of this that's a suspect as the Long Island serial killer that I kind of buy as a possible actual connection between both killings.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be careful because, like I said, it's possible that whoever did this could be listening. I don't think that's happening, but it's possible.
You got to stop. I'm getting a fucking panic attack.
But also, every single one of these suspects, or not every single one, most of these suspects are still alive.
Yeah.
So this suspect I want to talk about, his name is James Burke.
You're just gonna go ahead and say his name like that?
Yep.
Okay.
Alan's like, I'm in Virginia, fuckers.
James, by the way, I had nothing to do with this, so I didn't say your name. I didn't blow up your spot. This is Tracy. I was on your defense, by the way. Just want to put that straight on out there.
On December 15th, 2016, the attorney for Gilbert's family, who was one of the victims of the Long Island serial killer, said that an escort who had conducted business with former Suffolk County Police Chief James Burke claimed he was connected to the Long Island murders.
He's a police chief?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, sir. I respect you.
In November 2016, Burke had been sentenced to 46 months in federal prison, along with 3 years of supervised release, for beating a man who stole a duffel bag filled with sex toys and pornography from his vehicle.
That sounds like something I would do. Did you just touch my vibrator? Get the fuck over here.
Sonic Part 2.
Sonic Parking Lot. The Massager Edition.
Burke had pleaded guilty in February 2016 to charges of civil rights violation and conspiracy to obstruct justice. Gilbert's attorney said in December that one escort claimed that she wanted to have rough sex with Burke during an Oak Beach party. The escort identified herself as Leanne. She specifically stated that the first party she attended in April 2011 in Oak Beach, she saw Burke drag an Asian-looking woman by the hair to the ground. She stated that the woman did, however, think that this was rather playful than violent. Leanne said that when she saw him for the second time, she decided to hook up with him, as she was told he was a high-ranking official, and that was intriguing to her. She described that he violently yanked her head during oral sex to the point where she started tearing up. Burke was unable to reach orgasm and proceeded to throw $300 to $400 at her. This was all in August of 2011, and at the time, she was not a professional prostitute and states that was the first time she was paid for sex. Burke was reported to have blocked an FBI probe of the Long Island serial killer case during his time as police chief.
Whoa.
So a part of the profile that I didn't mention to you is that this person is said to have a knowledge of law enforcement, a knowledge of law enforcement practices,
mm-hmm.
and may even possibly have a connection to law enforcement.
Whoa.
Or they could be like Tracy, who watches CSI.
Yep, that's right.
All of these shows, right?
Could you imagine if that really was the case? Like, they had zero connection to law enforcement, but they did watch Law and Order every week.
So
and
they were the like, that's yeah. me. That's legit me.
Like, imagine they found that out and they, like, looked at his DVR and they're like, holy shit.
Yeah. Don't look at my DVR, by the way, because that's all it is. Swear
that
to
is
God.
The most suspicious looking sounding thing I've ever heard.
It's full of Law and Order, SVU, Criminal Minds, CSI Miami, CSI New York. Let's see, law-abiding citizen.
Four of the victims' complete bodies from the Long Island serial killer have never been found.
That's a convenient number.
Just a little small information there to end us off. So in conclusion with all of this, there is no definitive suspect. There is no one being charged. And while no definitive answer can be given in this case, it's very likely that the perpetrator is still alive and could still be active. So it is best not to trust anyone from New Jersey or Long Island that has a history of sexual perversions and gambling issues.
You all right over there, Alan?
Yeah.
Sexual perversions.
Oh, my God. He said sexual perversions. Oh, my God.
I think I just got that cough.
Oh, yeah. everyone's coughing up a lung over here.
Wow. Yeah. I'm scared.
Wow.
And that is the information that is publicly known about the Eastbound Strangler.
So he's still out there.
Still out there. One of the few serial killers that has been active in the past 20 years. One, in general, that's known about publicly, and two, that has not been caught. I believe the most recent serial killer to have been caught was actually in 2016.
Stop, Tracy. Tracy's got, like, the jitters right now.
I'm getting nervous.
I know.
It's also been said by police and other investigators that they believe it is possible that the person actually responsible for these crimes may have been charged.
Oh my God, they got no fucking clue.
They're all over the place.
They got no
clue.
This
is the worst investigation. Who's ever, in charge of this?
Ever.
Who's in charge of this shit?
Let's just recap here for a second.
Hold on.
It may be a cop.
May not.
It may be connected to another serial killer in another state. May not.
Maybe 3 hours away.
Be in jail. He may be your father. He may be your brother. I mean, he could be. It's a free for all.
Yeah.
Sorry, Alan. What were you saying? The reason for this is.
You're good. The reason they think that it's possible the person responsible for this may have been charged in a separate case is there's a 20-year-old named Khalil Wheeler Weaver, who is a New Jersey resident living in Orange County. Worked as a security guard who was arrested after killing 3 women and tried to kill a 4th before he was arrested.
No, that's not him. You know why? That man's sloppy as fuck. This guy got away with mad shit and he's still not caught at 15 years. No way.
That guy's
a mess.
Do you get sloppy though when you get cocky?
Well, this person's also sometimes. Only 20.
Yeah, he would have had to be killing since he was 5. I'm good. I think that's not him.
Yeah, as of January 2019.
He was 5. Murdering hoes.
Yeah.
So in 2006, he would have only been 14 years old.
Alan's shirt says best cat dad. That sounds like a murderer to me.
Yeah, I know. He was like, I'm not using the cat vibrator. Okay.
You're for sure cat using boy. The cat vibrator.
This is my Christmas present.
This literally has serial killer written all over it.
Where were you, Alan? How old were you?
Yeah.
When did you move to New York?
We have questions.
I moved to New York in 2016.
Oh,
sure,
right
sure, sure.
Time.
How convenient.
Before that, I had visited New York in 2015 and 2007.
It's all very convenient.
Mm-hmm. 2007
very convenient.
Was.
Do you also go by the name James, officer?
I don't, but I you know, I wanted to give myself the nickname of, you know, drainage ditch guy.
Yeah.
But I thought that was too obvious, so instead I went with Riverman.
I'm going with the bad example Ripper.
The bad example.
The bad example Ripper.
Yeah, it's going to be my serial killer name.
That's Alan's OnlyFans name.
Do you listen to that Bad Examples podcast? Yeah, cool.
That's me, the Ripper.
Okay.
So do you guys know the official ruling of what? When someone is or isn't a serial killer?
What do you mean?
So what the defining definition is for someone to be considered a serial killer?
Like how many murders they've had to have murdered?
Well, it's not actually that many.
3.
2.
So 1. A serial killer is considered
to have patterns.
Partially. It's a serial killer is someone who has unlawful killing of 2 or more victims by the same person and separate events. So, like, if someone went in and shot four people during a robbery, they're not a serial killer.
No, but if they shot four people in a different robbery, they developed a pattern. They're a serial killer. Now they're called the random shooter killer.
Exactly.
Cool. Four people killer.
And you were talking about all of these profilers and stuff. A lot of that information came after multiple serial killers were arrested in the 80s, 70s and 80s.
Right. That's when it was popping for serial killers in the 80s.
It was so fucking easy. You could like drive across the country and call yourself a different name.
Yeah.
Ted Bundy did that shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I watched that. That shit was crazy.
So in the 70s and 80s, FBI agents, there was a task force started that started going and interviewing these serial killers and figuring out what a profile was for a lot of them. That a lot of them were abused when they were younger. A lot of them had issues with their father. Sociopathic. A lot of them had issues with lying. They had a lot of them had issues with sexual relations, hurting animals. Yeah. And so that's where those profiles started. And it led to a lot of what is happening today.
This is literally what B.D. Wong does on Law & Order SVU.
Yes, B.D. Wong. Yes. Also the guy from Jurassic Park who creates all the dinosaurs. That's right.
How can they make him bad? How can they make him bad?
Also Doctor Strange on Gotham. That's right. I'll keep going. Didn't think I'd know that one, did you, Alan?
No.
That's right. Gotham's my fucking favorite show.
You watch what?
Yep.
You watch a DC movie, yeah, but no, you're
I'm
not a nerd.
Obsessed with fucking Batman.
Okay.
If I could come back, I'd be Mrs. Wayne. Mrs. Tracy Wayne.
I mean, wow. Wow. Never make fun of me again. Ever. Ever.
Fucking love it, man.
Wow. All right. So this is super interesting. So they made these profiles for serial killers, and this is how they started this. I mean, yeah, there's a common thread here. These people are sociopaths. And
a lot of people believe if Ted Bundy had not been executed, that he would have been a really big help in finding these profiles. And
yeah, because they can help. They ask for help for a lot of serial killers. They go in and they ask for help from other serial killers to help solve a case, to help like get into their minds.
And he broke the mold on what at the time they identified everything with as a serial killer.
Yes, what a revolutionist.
Because Ted Bundy was like a super charming, like white dude, like super trusting, right?
Yeah, he was fucking stud.
Good looking, yeah.
He was played by Zac Efron. That man fucking killed it.
He was all literally of the things that they didn't at the time associate with serial killers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because he didn't have anything in his past that actually fit into that typical profile. But that has since been proven to be an actual situation that a lot of serial killers have the same traits that Ted Bundy had.
Mm-hmm.
They just, you know, because they came from nicer places or mm-hmm. more affluent backgrounds, weren't considered.
Mm. Ain't that some shit?
Yeah, he was a bad, bad, bad dude.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
not everyone's Charles Manson.
Yeah. Oh, he's fucking crazy looking.
Yep.
He's got the distinction of being one of the few people listed as a serial killer who never, like,
physically,
all of the killings,
yeah,
never physically did that.
Never. He's fucking manipulator. Narcissist manipulator.
I know a few of those.
Yeah, I know one or two.
Alan got that cough again.
You're right there, Alan? Maybe NyQuil.
I gotta say, I, for some reason, cannot get... I don't think the murders are connected.
No.
I think the Atlantic City murders are so specific... Oh, look, I said that word too very
yeah,
well.
Yeah, right? We're getting better at that word.
I think they're so specific and so done to a T that I just don't see them veering off so drastically. And I really cannot get out of my head the guy that was staying in the motel that was destroyed. Like, because I also feel like he would fit the mold of someone that, like, travels and, you know, he's...
Yeah, but it's just so obvious. That's the first place I would go. The first person I would consider. Somebody who literally lived there.
I think that, like...
And had all the tools to do construction and stuff.
Yeah.
The part of the profile
that
talks about, like, how quick... Or how, like you said, OCD this person was.
Yeah.
The fact that all of the victims were placed east. I don't think any of these people on this list is actually...
No, I think he's still out there and unnamed.
I think they just don't have information on it.
And then he could go switch up his you know, motive and everything, change up his marks of...
Well, a lot of times in situations like this, they don't change their motive. They don't change the marks. They change location.
That's why I think it's my guy, because he can be an on-the-road handyman, And now he's, you know, fixing whatever, wherever, doing the same weird shit. What was that guy's name? Don't come for me.
Terry Olson. Terry Olson, do not go to Jersey.
I think you're great, Terry. Personally,
you think I should call him out specifically?
I got no qualms with you. What would be your mark if you were a serial killer?
Like my
and your name. I'd want it to be, I'd leave an etched mark in their wrist and I'd be the X-rated killer.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Gory.
Yeah. I think that's what mine would be.
We'll make sure that I'm recording this.
It's got to be something really creative, so it's like a fucking mark.
Aren't you supposed to like let the police give you the nickname or like,
yeah,
the
but
media?
I'm saying, but it seems pretty obvious if I leave an X on your wrist etched out, yeah, I'm gonna be called the X-rated killer. Yeah, correct? I mean,
you say that, but like some of these killers don't get the names they go by
that they
for, like,
want
a really long time.
I'd like, be real pissed if I did all this work and I didn't get the name I wanted. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the guy's name? Oh, the one in California. Oh shit.
I don't know who you're talking about.
They just had a series come out about him on Netflix. And he's been on like American Horror Story and all this stuff.
I actually don't watch that show.
Alan, you
think
can't
I would
ask us for information because we ask. You're the information guy.
Yeah, you're the information. Oh, we don't know shit.
The Night Stalker.
Oh, I saw a preview for that. That's good. Yeah.
The Night Stalker was not his original name.
I think the problem is we watch these in excitement of like, oh, I can't wait to see what it is and forget that like that shit's real.
Yeah, these are real people that were killed. Like a 20-year-old girl.
Like me over here justifying fucking Aaron Hernandez. Like
family and kids and a husband.
Yeah. And I'm over here like, how fucking hot was Aaron Hernandez and he killed somebody?
Out of all the theories that you heard, Trey, you have none. Like, what about the drug dealer one? I thought that was a great connection.
No, I think
two of the women.
I think
he knew two of the women. That's, you talk about murders. The murder. No,
but that was the Long Island guy. No,
no,
no. The suspects, the drug dealer. His name was Charles Cole. Was a friend of Kim Raffo, and also Mark Hesse, who is a friend of both Kim Raffo and Barbara Brador.
I mean, I think that he should be questioned. I don't
suspect.
Yeah, for sure.
Sus.
I think like there are a lot of things super with that. Sus. That are like really specific that don't call to being a crime of passion.
But also, like, here's the thing. If I'm friends with two different people, they're going to come right to me. Why am I dumb enough to do that? You can't be dumb. Like, if I want somebody dead, I'm going through somebody else. I'm not going through me. Because if I know the person, it's going to come fucking back to me. They're the first person you call. Oh, you knew both of them? Look how convenient. That just seems so fucking convenient.
How smart are drug dealers? Are they the smartest people?
They're fucking smart. If you're not getting caught, you're pretty smart. Because it's really easy to catch a drug dealer.
He got caught. We know he's a drug dealer.
I mean, I would say that drug dealers as a general are more mathematics smart.
I guess, yeah.
Than hey, I'm going to like do these things to make sure I get rid of the evidence on this dead body that I've planted.
Yeah, that's what
face
I'm saying. Face down, ass up, you know.
I think it's super weird that they're placed like 60 feet apart.
That's fucking crazy OCD. They need, you know what they should be doing? Storming these four suspects' homes for immaculate homes with twitches. When you should be able, you bring someone in for questioning. When they sit down at the table, the way they sit, the way they position their hands, the way they talk to you, the way they clean off their glasses or sip a cup of water, those are all things you look for with somebody who has OCD. He doesn't do those things, then they're out. Because you can't control OCD.
Terry Olson.
Yeah, you can't control your OCD. They'll be like little twitches and ticks that they do. It's a fucking tell.
But if you like stay at a motel, I don't really associate that, particularly like a rundown motel like this one was. I don't associate that with someone who's like
who has OCD because it's disgusting. Yeah. These people have like mental capacities of like they can only stay in the cleanest places. The sheets have to be pressed in a certain direction. Like you are dumping bodies face down 60 feet apart from somebody. There's no fucking shot in hell. You're sleeping in a fucking used bed from somebody. It's just not going to happen.
But also, it was like his home. He wasn't staying there like for a couple of nights and getting on the road. Like in exchange for staying there, he did work.
That's why
like,
I don't think it's him. They would have known based on the condition of the room whether he had fucking crazy OCD or not.
I think the thing that like I'd like to find with each of these people is the connection to like gambling and stuff. Because that's something that never in any of the theories never got posted. It was never talked about.
Yeah, I know. You're that close to Atlantic City. You're going to be at the casino. I mean, that's probably where he picked up most of these women.
Well, that's where he got the money to pick up most of these women, bribe them in. But I think that I don't know. I think he's not caught. I think he's out there.
That's the sad part, is that because of his
I don't even think he's a suspect. I think he's just out
no.
there.
No. Whoa. Yeah. Because of the choice of victims, a lot of this, it happens a lot of times with serial killers. They pick, like you said, prostitutes mm-hmm. that people aren't necessarily looking for or going after, don't actually have like direct contact mm-hmm. with these people. So you're right. Like, I don't think that any of these people are the actual killer.
Agree.
Granted, I also don't know that the stuff going on to the Long Island serial killer is also just one person.
Well, there was no like method killing to that, no?
There were a lot of things with the Long Island serial killer that were method, and then there were other bodies found that weren't. Because like a lot of his killers were all, or, victims were also prostitutes, also had drug addictions. But then they also ended up finding like the body of a man, the body of a toddler.
Mm.
So like they're weird, weird anomalies.
I feel like a lot of times serial killers go after like women that look a certain way, maybe like brown hair, that type of thing, green eyes, something that like stands out, that they go for the same thing every time, or like they're all nurses. There's always some type of common denominator, you know?
The shit is so hard to solve. Like, I no wonder there's no, it's crazy. Are they connected? Yeah. Like, it's just too much. It's too much.
My brain doesn't work like that. Like, I shut down if I get frustrated. I'm like, fuck this homework.
Yeah.
Fucking done.
That's what's like, crazy to me. Like, in modern times, you think with the amount of technology and the amount of, like, DNA evidence and that stuff, that, like, there wouldn't still be serial killers getting away with it.
Cell phone towers.
But I feel like there's way less, like, known serial killers. Like, I feel like a lot of them that they're getting and locking up, and they don't make history or they don't make the headlines because they're fucking locked away, and that's what it is, and it's over. But like these ones that are like on the run, those are the ones that make these crazy fucking headlines.
We have mass shooters now. We don't need serial killers.
Yeah, we don't even need serial killers. Someone just fucking opened fires on a school, and then that's it. That's done.
And who knows? Like the Golden State Killer was only found like 3 years ago.
Whoa, so you're saying we can still find him? Oh my God, I would love an update to this case. Let's find him. If you know somebody, contact.
We will be giving away 25,000 hugs and kisses.
Yeah, I was about to say, I ain't got $25,000.
Nope, we will be giving away.
If you have any information about this case, go to Atlantic City Police and message Alan, and Tracy will show you her tits.
I'm down for that. If you could find a serial killer for tits, I'm here for
that. Yeah, only if he is caught will you see her titties.
Yeah, okay. I'm here for that.
Wow, should we do this for every crime that's committed?
Yeah, sure. If reward. I could solve a crime for the, it's like the titty solution. Like, I'd go down in history.
Tracy's the best criminologist ever. Because it's just, all right, if you confess to this, I'll show you my
titties. I'm fucking in. That's all it takes. Oh, 25 to life for one fucking flash. I am fucking here for this, man.
So, Alan, so the most recent thing was the reward, and there was nothing from that.
Right. Nothing has been claimed with
crazy.
It.
Crazy.
Because it's specifically.
Because he's too good.
It has to be information that leads to their arrest and mm-hmm. charging.
All right. My only last and final assumption about this man is that I'm going to say he's born between October 21st.
He's a Scorpio.
Yeah. He's a Scorpio. And November 20th, maybe?
Scorpio men are nuts.
Scorpio men are on another level of crazy. Mm-hmm. They're very, very calculated in what they do.
Mm-hmm. Manipulative.
I will say November 20th, 2006, is the date that all of the bodies were found.
Look at that. And
birthday murder spree.
Birthday
the
murder
birthday
spree.
Killer is what the birthday
It's the birthday kill.
Them.
It's the birthday kill.
It's the birthday killer. It's the birthday killer. Hey. Wow.
That's what I think. I think he's a fucking Scorpio. You know why? You pull up all the killers. They post this on Instagram all the time. Like, this guy got away with this, killed 30 people, blah, blah, blah. But he was caught. And all these, none of them are fucking Scorpios. You know why? We don't get caught. We don't get caught. I'm going to end it there because you know why? We don't get caught.
I have a question. What shine is Shmori?
Oh my God. Hit Pisces. Why? Just are we still talking about that man?
I'm just wondering if he fits the pro.
Nah. The sloppiness of it. There's zero OCD.
Yo, one day, can we just do a whole episode about your investigation discovery skills? Because
let me tell you,
that shit was hilarious.
I don't get caught, and I'm an FBI agent. Let me tell you, those two things are very dangerous. That's why I warn men before they get involved with me. I'll find out everything, and y'all won't know nothing.
Remember, Jessica,
yeah.
In the profile, he is a very organized personality, which influences day-to-day activities.
Oh, yeah, right,
including
right.
work.
Boom. Moving on. I'm going to go with season 5, no references of an ex. No ex references, please.
Womp, womp.
Womp, womp, womp.
Wow. Our first Nerd of Mystery episode.
I'm here for it.
I think
Maddie's called for Supernatural too, so maybe we'll revisit it Halloween.
I mean, we need to talk about I'm aliens. Into this. I
think aliens, I'm here for that.
I might change the whole show's concept. I love this. I wasn't even talking. I was just sitting here staring at
Alan. This is the quietest she's ever been in an episode. She felt like she was watching a live stream. She's like, oh, what's going to happen next?
Yeah, it was so good. I want to do this again. Baddies, you have to let us know if you like this episode, if you like the format and what we could do different, or if you keep it the same. I can't wait to talk about this online with you guys. Hit us up on social. Let us know who you think did it.
Let us know if there are any cases that you want us to get into.
Yeah, let us know if there's any murder mysteries you want us to talk about.
Yeah, I'm
down to clown.
And our
theories of who did it. Who done it.
Who done it. What a good Valentine's Day.
Massacre.
Yeah. This is airing on Valentine's Day, right, Alan?
Yeah. Well, not on it in Valentine's Day. But
the week of.
Yeah. Because Valentine's Day is on a massacre. Sunday.
So instead of like doing a love episode, we did a murder episode for
Valentine's Day. That's how I feel in general.
Yeah. I think it's appropriate.
Yeah.
For the times.
Yeah. For the tray.
Wow. Thanks, Alan. That was great. You did great. You are
also
I love
you
your murder
have
voice.
A voice. Yeah. Your voice is very matter of fact.
Yes.
Like maybe you should host crime shows.
Oh, I could totally see that.
Yeah.
On the case with Alan Waters.
Yeah. I ain't got time
on the
for
case
that.
With Waters. I ain't got time for that. I bet they'll pay a hefty price, more than we're paying you probably.
For Alan.
Well, there you go. Oh,
gosh. Wow. Okay, baddies. Season 5. Here we go. We're still
it's
crushing
it. It's the takeoff, man.
We'll see
so,
you.
So stay tuned more for the Scorpio Killer.
We're changing his nickname.
We're changing
He's
his name
be
completely.
So mad.
He's
going to
be pissed.
Love you, baddies. Hope you love this murder mystery episode with Trey and Jay.
See you next
Tuesday. If you're
Tuesday.
Out there listening, our Eastbound Strangler, make sure to like, follow, and subscribe.
Yeah, please. If you're going to murder us, at least subscribe to our show first.
Leave a nice review.
Before you lay us face down in a ditch with no shoes or socks.
These bitches didn't get any of the facts correct.
We're on your side, guy.
One star.
We were trying to not bring up what we thought.
See you next Tuesday, murderous baddies.
Cheers, baddies.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.